We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 589, item 46. You can ask questions through kab.tv. Chosen relevant question to the study shall be heard during the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 589, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 46. Ta'amim nekudot tagin otiyot. Now we have clarified the bitush of Or Makif and Or Pnimi, occurring after the expansion of the parzuf into a guf. This causes the masach, the guf, to purify all the lights of the guf to depart, and the masach with the reshimot that remain in it rise to peh of rosh, where they are renewed with a new zivug dehaka'a, and produce a new level in the measure of aviyut, coarseness, in the reshimot. Now we shall explain the four types of lights, tanta, ta'amim nekudot agin otiyot, occurring with the bitush of Or Makif and the ascents of the masach to pe de rosh. So here we can see it in drawing number 36 in Kabbalah for the Student. Galgalta is filled, and that is called Ta'amim, and then it purifies by Bitush of Pnim and Makim, and returns to Peh from Rosh, from Tabu to Peh, and that is called Nekudot, and then the screen descends to Chazer of Galgalta, and performs a coupling of striking, and again Ta'amim in Ab, in the second Patsuf, the Nekudot, when it purifies, and then it returns to Chazer of Ab, and this is the same with Sag, etc. So we always have an expansion here in this drawing, in the more inner drawing. In the Peh there is Or Yashar and Or Chozer, direct light and returning light. Istaklut Aleph, the first reflection where it examines how much it can receive in order to bestow, and receives an expansion. And the second departure, this is the purification of the Masach after the Bitush of Pnim and Makif, and it is the same with each and every Partsuf. So we see that the process is an unstopping process in all these Partsufim. In Rosh, he examines how much he can receive in order to bestow. The drawing was in page 835. The same part which receives is inside, is the Tocho Tepartzuf. So there is Peh, there is Tabu, and from Tabu, and the surplus of the light that begins to pressure him. So there is Or Pnimi, inner light, and Or Mikif, surrounding light. So it begins to purify the screen, that is. So 4, 3, 2, 1, root. So it purifies. And every time when it purifies, he decides to purify more and more and more. Although the decision to purify is final, it's already here in Tabu. But still, along the way, he has more stops because he feels himself that he gets rid from the meat, fish, salad, bread, beer, from five types of courses. So he feels what he's purifying from. So Rabash says, as it is as if you throw away the guest from the home, but he has to go through five rooms before he can exit the apartment. So when it purifies, in each and every place, there are couplings of striking. Zivugim de'aka'a. I have to exit from here and here and here. So we have strikings, bitushim. And from the striking of each degree and the previous degree, the lower degree, but it is come first in the way of purification. So what comes down is the descending, returning light. This descending, returning light, it goes down to the previous degree where the Reshimot remained. So there are two kinds of Reshimot. Reshimot. This one is Reshimo of Itlapshut, Reshimo of clothing. And inside, there is Reshimot of Oviyut, Reshimo of coarseness. So the descending, returning light comes down. He throws away this Reshimot outside and clothes in himself, because the light is stronger than the Reshimot. Reshimot is also light, only it's a small illumination which exists, you know. There is a recollection, let's say a memory in the computer, but that memory is also a kind of electricity which exists constantly in a kind of a mechanism. Now, instead of that memory, instead of that recollection, the silent, the weak one, comes a stronger influence. So this Reshimo, the weak light, simply comes out, and instead comes in the strong light. And this is why one is called Or, light, and the other one is called Reshimot, recollection. So it, one comes out, one comes in. And it exists inside. So the one that is coming out is called Tagin. And the general purification, it is called Otiyot, letters. So we have Te'amim, flavors. The process itself is Nekudot, points. Reshimot, from what came out from the Te'amim, that is called Tagin. And then they return when the coupling of striking rises to a higher degree and is gone from him, so the Tagin re-enter within. And these are the Otiyot, the letters. And they are the kelim, they are the vessels, they are the final impression of what I've been through, and now we have everything. Now, Reshimo of Itlapshut and Reshimo of Aviyut, I divided them in such a way, but this is it isn't quite so. It's not because Reshimo of Itlapshut comes out. I wanted to mention here, to emphasize the Aviyut, which the coarseness which is inside, but we'll talk about it later, and let's continue. Item 47. It has been explained that through the bitush of Or Makif in the Masach of Guf, it purifies the Masach of all the Aviyut, coarseness of the Guf, until it is purified and equalizes with the Masach, screen of Pe'of Rosh. The equivalence of form with the Pe'of Rosh unites them as one. And it is included in the Zivug De'aka, coupling of striking in it. What does it mean that he purifies the Masach of Guf to Masach of Pe'of Rosh? He weakens the Masach, the screen. This coarseness, the screen used to have, was a positive coarseness. This was coarseness of bestowal. Now, the screen used to receive in order to bestow, let's say, from 80 kilograms of a desire which I have, 50 kilograms I can receive in that desire of mine in order to bestow. So 50 kilograms, this is my coarseness in Guf, in Toch, inside. And the screen now purifies it. What does it mean? It weakens it. Not the screen, sorry, the surrounding light. And then the screen purifies. So the purification of the screen, when it becomes more purified from Tabur to Peh, it's not for better, seemingly. It's not for the praise of the Parzuf. The Parzuf seemingly departs from bestow by doing so. Is that clear? So we have to see that word purification here as a negative word. The purification of a Parzuf, because the Parzuf is called the same course I can receive in order to bestow. And this is the act, this is the manifestation of my bestow. And the fact that I depart from it, it means that I depart from bestow, in other words. Is that clear? So their purification of the screen here, this is something negative instead of positive. Yes, Mickey. Why do we say that the screen purifies? The coarseness, the aviut disappears, he stops working with it. The coarseness itself cannot disappear. Rather, the same desire with which I work in order to bestow. That desire now can't be in order to bestow anymore, and therefore it is considered to purify. The screen purifies, not the coarseness. But basically it looks like he's overcoming himself. He's carrying out his role. What does he overcome? The inner light that comes from Pe to Tabur gradually departs from him. And this is basically, hold on. It was done without the choice of the Parzuf, with the decision of the Parzuf, or because the light pressured him and the or does the Parzuf decides upon it?
That's what I'm asking. I'll tell you, you just don't know this. All the decisions are in the Rosh. Even though we say, and I spoke about it, even though we say that the Bitush, Pnim, and Makif occurs here in the Tabur, where do you feel pain in your leg? In your leg, no, you don't feel the pain in your leg. If I'll inject you or an injection, or if I'll cut it off, then you won't feel anything. You feel it in your head, meaning all the reactions, all the feelings, they're all in the Rosh, in the head. Also in our world, it's all only in the Rosh, in the head. So even though we say the surrounding light pressures the Tabur, where is the pressure at? How can it pressure it? It can't pressure anything. It pressures the Rosh. We just say that it pressures the Tabur. And the Rosh has a decision to purify. And in the Rosh, there are all the couplings here on the way. It's all in the Rosh. Just to explain as a reaction of what it happens, then we mark that it happens in the Guf. But actually, any movement that there is in the Guf is perceived in the Rosh, and it compels the Rosh to react. And when the Rosh decides and reacts, then it happens in the Guf. And if Guf decides to stop receiving, it's only after a decision from the Rosh. Therefore, the question is, does the surrounding light, does it compel the surrounding light, convinced the Parzuf that the way that it has stopped is a way that is opposite from the purpose of creation? If it stopped more than this thin line, then it will never receive, and it feels itself towards this phenomena that the surrounding light shows him. It shows him the surplus minus what you've received. So you've received 1% and you have 99% in the Ein Sof that you didn't receive. That's against the purpose of creation. If it was the opposite, then you would have a question here. Then we can talk about what question we great ones have, how to purify on those great degrees that they arrive to from below to above. But I have 99% in bestowal, and from this bestowal of 99% I have to be purified in order to add 1% more. Do you understand what a difficulty this is that they have? But that's still ahead of us, so. But here, he's facing 99%, which he hasn't received. Therefore, he decides in his rosh, in his desire, he sees that it's not possible, and he purifies. All the process from below to above is the process that the kli does, the vessel does, after the first restriction, to add as much bestowal as he can, even though every time it's less and less. But for him, every time, it's an addition that he really values. But when he is purified from the tabur to the peh, he doesn't know what happens afterwards, onwards. He doesn't know that he's going to receive another dosage of receiving in order to bestow. Because when he's included in the peh of rosh, and he discovers this new coarseness that he's in, the gimel, the third level of oviyut, then he discovers, oh, I have another opportunity to receive in order to bestow. But when he goes to be purified from tabur to peh, he doesn't know about this. He knows only one thing, that it's against the purpose, the thought of creation, and I can't be here. These things are very subtle, very delicate, but to understand this fact that the kli is always facing the truth, and this truth is the final state. Okay, yes. Question, is this purification, is that the main foundation of the work? No, that's not our work to purify. What purification? We're talking about the purification of the screen to the Atzilut, to the construction of Pertufim from below to above. Now that the Masach, the screen, is purified, it discovers the degrees that the Malchut is valued. Now there's a question, what are these degrees that the Malchut divided herself from below to above to 125 degrees? Those different degrees that we rise above, we have supposedly different coarseness. We don't use the entire coarseness. The coarseness has been added from the breakage of the vessels, from this incorporation. How come the degrees that we rise, they're the exact 125 degrees that Malchut divided herself from above to below? So it turns out that here this same law works, that the coarseness is the constant thing the Creator created, and the additions, they're in the vessel. Let's put it this way, in this additional aviyut, coarseness, it comes from the greatness of the Creator, that in each and every degree we have this additional coarseness, that by that we receive the naran chai, times 620 times the addition in each degree. But this addition comes to each and every degree of the original coarseness, that's how Malchut has been divided from above to below. Because there is a question, how can we receive the Naran Chai if we don't have the additional Aviyut? There has to be. This additional coarseness that we see, where is it in these same 125 degrees? It is there in the addition of each and every degree. And therefore, the original degrees are the same, but the addition from the greatness of the Creator that we feel our coarseness, this additional coarseness, it just is joins every degree in the vessels of Naran Chai. Okay. You didn't ask, but I did. Okay. Max from Dnepropetrovsk is asking, what is the opposite action of the purification of the screen? The opposite action of the purification of the screen is the action that the screen expands, spreads from Peta Tabur. And we had that he takes from his general coarseness, according to his calculation, he takes part of it and begins to use it in order to bestow. He begins to receive pleasures with the intention to bestow. Meaning in this Oviyut, in this coarseness, he feels adhesion to the Creator. And the connection with the pleasures, which pleasures he enjoys, and which pleasures he supposedly passes on to the Creator, and how the Creator enjoys these pleasures, and how they connect with that together, and he gives to the Creator receives it, and all of this is from the Peh until the Tabur of the Pertzuf, the place of adhesion, the place of revelation. Let's continue. We're continuing on page. Page 589, item 47, second paragraph. However, the Masach is not purified at once, but gradually, first from Bchina Daled, from the fourth discernment to the third discernment, then from the third discernment to the second, then from the second to the first, and then from the first to the Shoresh, to the root. Finally, it is purified from all its aviyut, from its coarseness, and becomes as pure as the Masach de Peh de Rosh, the Masach of the Peh of Rosh. Now, the upper light does not stop shining for even a moment and mates with the Masach at every stage of its Hizdakichut, its purification. This is because once it has been purified of Bchinat Daled, of the fourth phase, and the level of Keter has been entirely removed, and the Masach, the screen, came to the Aviyut, to the coarseness of the Bchina Gimel, the third Bchina, the upper light mates with the Masach on the remaining Oviyut of Bchina Gimel and produces 10 Sefirot at the level of Chokhmah. Afterwards, when the Masach, when the screen departs from the third Bchina, from the third phase too, and the level of Chokhmah departs as well, leaving only the second phase in the Masach, the upper light mates with it on the Bchina Bet, on the second phase, and produces 10 Sefirot at the level of Bina. Then, when it has been purified of the Bchina Bet 2, and this level has departed, leaving only Oviyut of Bchina Aleph in it, the upper light mates with the Masach on the remaining Oviyut of Bchina Aleph, and produces 10 Sefirot at the level of Zera Anpin. And when it has been purified of the coarseness of the first discernment, the Bchina Aleph 2, and the level of Zera Anpin has departed, it remains only with the Shoresh, with the root of the Aviyut, of the coarseness. In that state, the upper light makes a zivug, a coupling on the Aviyut of Shoresh, that remains in the Masach, and produces 10 Sefirot at the level of Malchut. And when the Masach is purified of Aviyut Shoresh too, the level of Malchut departs thence too, since no Aviyut de Guf remains there. In that state, it is considered that the Masach and its Reshimot rose and united with the Masach de Rosh, became included there in a Zivug de Aka, in a coupling of striking there, and produced new Ten Sefirot over it, called Child and a Consequence of the First Pertzuf. Thus we have explained that the Bitush of the Or Mekif, of the surrounding light, and the Or Pnimi, the inner light, that purifies the Masach de Guf of the First Pertzuf of Ak, and elevates it to its Peh of Rosh, by which the Second Pertzuf, Abde Ak, emerges, is not done at once. Rather, it occurs gradually, as the upper light mates with it, at each state in the 4 degrees, it traverses during its Hizdakechut, his purification, until it equalizes with the Rosh. And as it has been explained regarding the elicitation of the 4 levels during the Hizdakechut, the cleanliness of the Guf of the first Pertzuf for Ab's purpose, three levels emerge during the Hizdakhut period of the Masach de Guf of the Partsuf of Ab, as it emanates Partsuf Sag, and similarly in all the degrees. The rule is this, a masach, a screen, does not purify at once, but gradually, and the upper light, which does not stop spreading to the lower one, mates with it at each degree along its purification. I made an effort here to draw these parts of him. First of all, one. The coupling of striking, Daled Aviyut, and Daled Aviyut, and it became the Tamim, inner light, or Ptimi of Galgalta. Then we had the Bitush. We say Bitush in Tabur. But it's here in the place of decision. Here he arrives. Here, the light that he hasn't decided yet, and then he has decision in Peh of Rosh, it's purified. Then it rises from Dalet to Gimel, and then it decides. And then we have the spreading. We have a spreading from above to below, the lights. Therefore we say here that we have Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh, until all the lights depart. Where do these lights come from that they depart that way? The lights always spread from above to below, meaning we only have in the Rosh, the decisions. Why do we always come from Tabur to Peh? We want to say about the source, about the reason. I have sore legs, and then I decide in my head what to do. You realize if something in the body is sick, for example, your hand, then how you begin to move around, to make movements, and it's all in consideration of the sick part. The Rosh, the head, starts calculating it, because there this thing exists as the problem. It's all from the Rosh. So therefore we say that the reason is that we haven't received more from the Tabur, but the decision is in the Rosh, and all of these decisions that we go through here are in the Rosh of the Partsuf, in the head of the Partsuf, and we say that the Partsuf is purified from the inner light. It's purified from the inner light, but all the couplings are in the Rosh. And even if there was a decision here, how to receive light, in that same place of decision, I exit this. But still, these things on the way, these small couplings, still have to be in the Rosh, and then they have to go out to the Guf, and then to the purification. But it's always first Rosh. Two, then three, then four, then five. First in the Rosh, and then it spreads in the Guf. Yes. Student from the campus is asking, is the purification of the screen like descending in order to ascend?
That's wrong, because we don't know in the purification that we will receive ever again sometime, at some point. In spirituality, you decide on the moment, now. It is before me, and now I have to decide as if there are no moments no more moments in my life ever. This is how you decide in spirituality. It's not so in corporeality, so don't be confused. In corporeality, it's different. In corporeality, I'm connected to the world, other things, there are shows which stretch time, etc. In corporeality, I have to consider the whole corporeal system, but in spirituality, every moment stands on its own. So again, the Partsuf, which after the Bitush of Nim and Makif decides that it's going to purify, he doesn't know what will happen, what will become of him. He only knows that I have lost my adhesion. I can stick on to that moment, and therefore I have to purify. This is something which you can't bear, can't tolerate anymore, and immediately makes a decision. He doesn't think about the next moment, because every decision in spirituality, every situation is the truth. You know, it's very scary, it's a very scary thing to see, but sometimes you can see it on TVs or 7-Eleven, I think it was, not 7-Eleven, September 11th, 9th of September 11th, yeah. There are such pictures how people jumped from the 50th or the 100th or 80th floor. How can it be that people will jump from such floors? They know for sure that they can't survive. But at that moment when they jump, they think only about one thing. They have to run away from this fire. The next moment he will be in the air. He will feel better, so they jump. And the next moment, he doesn't take it into consideration. That means that the Masach, which stands in Pe of Rosh, knows only one thing. I have lost my adhesion. That's it. There's nothing more for me. If I have lost adhesion, then this situation is wrong. And not receiving anything, at least then I will be in addition by not receiving. And then he purifies. So we have no choice. Adam 48. Yet, these levels which emerge on the Masach during its gradual Hizdakhut purification are not considered Hitpashtut, expansion of real degrees, like the first level that emerged before the beginning of the Hizdakhut purification. Rather, they are considered Nekudot, and they are called O Chozer, returning light, and Din. Since the Din force, the judgment force of the light's departure is already mingled in them. This is so because in the first Patsuf, as soon as the Bitush began to occur and purified the Masach de Guf from Bechinat Dalet, it is considered as having been completely purified, since there is no sum in spiritual. And since it began to purify, it had to purify completely. Yet, since the Masach purifies gradually, there is time for the upper light to mate with it at each degree of aviyut, coarseness, that the Masach assumes during his izdakhut until it is completely purified. Hence, the departure force is mingled with the level that emerged during its departure, and they are considered as only Nekudot and O Chozer, returning light, and Din, judgment. This is why we discern two types of levels in each Patsuf, Teamim and Nekudot. This is so because the first 10 Sefirot de Guf that emerge in each Partsuf are called Te'amim. And the levels that emerge in the Partsuf as it purifies, after the Masach had already begun to purify until it reaches pe de rosh, they are called nekudot. So nekudot, this is also lights which expand from above and below. Lights cannot expand from below and above. Lights can't come out of the patsuf. There is no such thing anyway that they come out of the vessel of the patsuf. Rather, the inclination. What is the reason? What is the inclination for the purification of the screen? And therefore we say that the lights exit the patsuf. Let's say I'm here and there's a car before me which is driving away from me. So I'm saying that the light is getting further. The light doesn't leave me. It simply illuminates on me but at every way from a further, a greater distance. But still, it spreads in my direction. Let's say like this car which is driving away. But its source to me is in lesser and lesser adhesion every time. So we say that the light seemingly depart the patsuf. They are distancing from the patsuf, but it's impossible. We wouldn't have felt the lights if they would have departed. We always feel what we receive. But every time we receive less than before, then it seems to us that this is something which leaves us, like in the Doppler effect. A question from the U.S. Why do the tamim come in 1 time and the nekudot exit in 4 times? Who told you that the tamim come in 1 time? Tamim only come from 1 coupling of striking over a screen with 5 degrees of coarseness. Therefore, root 1, 2, 3, 4, please watch. Root 1, 2, 3, 4 of aviyut, coarseness, and the light gets in them. So first there's nefesh, and then nefesh comes down, and then there's ruach, nefesh comes down, and then there's nefesh ruach, nefesh ruach neshama, nefesh ruach neshama chaya, nefesh ruach neshama chaya, and yechida. This is how the lights enter the kli. Something we've already studied. So they enter gradually. So why do we say that they enter and just it? Because there is 1 coupling of striking. So we always have to understand what we're talking about and what we want to emphasize by saying so. There was 1 decision to have 5 courses, and from each course a part of it. You cannot have only 1 course. This is Havaya. A whole, a complete Havaya. Kachabzon. It can be 11, it can be 9, has to be 10. Now, in the purification, what matters are the nekudot. Why the nekudot are so important for us? Because nekudot, they are now the additionals over which we build the next vessels. Therefore, this is what we emphasize. Otherwise, I wouldn't have emphasized it. On the contrary, I have tasted so many flavors. Oh, so everything is so wonderful. I threw it away and departed from it. I had decided not to do it anymore. Then I would have said the opposite. But what matters now to emphasize is that in Nekudot we have changes. There within we have Tagin. Afterward, letters, Otiyot, remain. And all those things bring me new coarseness, new vessel, new discernments. The expansion of the light and its departure makes the kli fit for its role, precisely by disintegrating the lights and the vessels while I depart from what I previously had. From that I learn where I was, because the lights which I received, they filled my kelim, and therefore I didn't feel discernments in them as in the lights which empty my vessels, which leave my vessels, because now I act from an empty vessel, so I have a greater, bigger feeling, a bigger deficiency, and now I can notice what I had before. When you're hungry, you're smaller and you don't feel the flavors as long as you fill yourself up. When can you discern what you had? When you begin to part from something, precisely when you separate from something, you begin to understand the things that what you had, because the vessel remains empty, and then he can face the pleasure that is departed from him. There are many things about it. We will see it in the shattering of the vessels and different variations of what is happening here. We're always talking about ten sefirot. There is no more. So everything is still before us, but let's sing now before we move on to the third part of the lesson.
לא נממש את החיים מלא כבר הסערה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשאיר כהמשך נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים